you've been here before. What's it going to take on Sunday?
Yeah, well, I think at this particular point, it's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a guess, just because you know, we all know that Homestead's so much different than a lot of the racetracks that we go to. Our guys have done a great job in preparation, regardless of how it goes, and you know, having scenarios and situations and adjustability and all those types of things, you know, prepared for the weekend as to what happens after you unload in the first practice and see where the racetrack is and where you are with your cars. So, you know, it's been a great second half of the year. I think our team has really proven to not only everybody else but ourselves just, you know, how much you know, how good we are as a group, and how much you know, we've had to work this year to get to where we are, and it's been very rewarding. You know, to sit here and be able to look at each other and have celebrated in victory lane and have a chance to race for a championship is something that I'm really proud of the team, and I know that you know, they're obviously excited that everything ended the way that it did is currently.
Kevin, is this kind of old hat? I mean, you guys seem to be, as Danny spoke about, the three of you up there, the veterans of the group, have been here before, been there and done that.
Well, it's difficult to navigate the playoffs, and you know, there's a group of guys that have been there and done that, and you know that you're going to have some things that you're going to have to deal with throughout the playoffs, and know that you can still only drive your car as fast as it will go. You can't back it in a wall. You can't run through your pit box. You can't make all those mistakes throughout the playoffs and be able to survive. You're going to have things happen. You're going to have mechanical things. You're going to have accidents. You're going to have something happen throughout the playoffs. And our teams are experienced and have navigated those things year after year. And, you know, I think you see the best crew chiefs and the best organizations and the best drivers, and they, you know, they consistently stick out.
Have you thought about how maybe a second championship changes the outlook of your career? Not, you know, kind of like a legacy thing, and people think, well, this kind of elevates it to another level of your career?
Well, championships are what we race for. You know, you put a lot of effort into the season and week after week of trying to be competitive, and I think you know, the more championships you win, the more it solidifies everything that you do on a week to week basis. So, you know, it's they're hard to win. It's hard to get here. I know that we've been able to do that 5 times now, but the playoffs are difficult now. You know, it's difficult to go through all those eliminations and different racetracks and have everything work out. So, you know, this will be the 5th time here, and we've only won once, and so it's definitely something that we'd love to do again. And you know, this is what we race for.
How much of an impact does experience have at a track that you only go to once a year when you're actually returning as a championship contender, as opposed to being in the rest of the field?
Well, I think in this particular scenario, it definitely gives you more ideas. You know, the tire is different than last year. The cars are different than last year. You know, there's everything's different. The engine's different. So, you know, you have to lean on past experience of things and trends that have been there for our team and the things that we've done at this particular racetrack. But it's definitely, you know, a racetrack that experience pays off, and especially in the preparation.
How much of an advantage do you think it is to be the focal point of your organization versus the Gibbs teams, where they have to spread their resources over 3 teams?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. You know, I think for us it's very simple. There's no worries in making a sponsor mad or making another team member mad, or, you know, there is no scenario. It's how do we get Stewart Haas Racing another championship, and you know, all 4 teams have bought into that and want to do the exact same thing because of the fact that it's good for Stewart Haas Racing. So, you know, our guys have they've worked their butts off on really, you know, all the cars over the last 4 weeks in trying to do everything that they can to continue learn about the cars, and I think we're still learning. You know, as you saw at Texas, it was definitely a, you know, a situation where we put a lot of pieces together and it wound up being a good day. But you're still, they would be mad at me for saying this, but it's still a little bit of a guess, you know, as to where you're at. It's a science as to how you get to that point of where you think are going, where you think things are going to be. But you know, it's definitely been nice to not have to deal with any politics internally or anything. It's just, what do you need? You know, let's do it. And everybody's worked really hard. So there's nothing to navigate for us. Yeah, you know, for me, you definitely race all year to get here. I would agree with him, and you know, for me, it's really about being competitive every week. You know, this is the icing on the cake, because you know I couldn't do this if we were struggling on a week to week basis of, you know, trying to finish 10th. You know, it's just it's too much work and too hard to do, and I don't think that our guys on the team would ever be satisfied that, or within our organization as well. So, you know, it is a battle, you know, to get to this point. But you know, we try to race like it's championship weekend every week, so that when you're in situations, or you know, you're here, that there's really nothing different that's going to happen.
Can you foresee a situation where the amount of times that a driver has reached the championship four becomes a measure of this era, like when we're looking at the best drivers overall? Because the championship is not—it's not a crapshoot, but it's different than it used to be.
Yeah, I've never actually thought about that. That's a great thought. You know, I think all generations are probably judged a little bit differently, but it definitely could be a possibility of you know, how people are looked at and in the stat column of how many championship fours are made. But I honestly had never thought about it like that. Good thought.
The way your season started, was there any doubt in your mind you'd be sitting here today?
Oh yeah, a lot of doubts. You know, I think as we started the season, the results weren't bad. You know, we had mediocre results, I think, for what we expect as the number four team. So, but it's been a grind and a battle week in and week out as to, you know, what do we need? What do we need to do different? Because the thought process is just so much different than what we've ever done before. And I think as an organization, we've had to struggle through that. And it's been a grind. So I would be lying to you if I told you it wasn't, you know, taxing on everybody in order, in the amount of work that has been put in to get to this point. But, that's the good part about working at Stuart Haas, is you have a group of racers, and that's what they want to do. They want to be competitive, and they're not satisfied with finishing fourth like we did, I think, five or so races in the first seven or eight. So, you know, you have to be able to lead laps. You have to be able to lead laps, and you have to get top fives in order to have a chance at winning races. And we just weren't at that point in the first half of the year, and I feel like we've still been sporadic in the style of racetrack that we can lead laps on. I think Phoenix is obviously, you know, those types of racetracks have been our toughest for us, you know, in order to navigate and get what we think we need out of those particular weekends. But, you know, we've done a good job at being able to get our speed back on the mile and a halfs, and really, you know, we've made the Roval better from where we were last year, and those were really what became the focus of the second half of the year, with the Roval and, you know, getting our speed back on the mile and a half racetracks to where you could lead laps.
Kevin, what's the short, how do you look at the season overall for the sport? We've had TV numbers are up a little bit, some of the track saw increase in ticket sales. How do you view the season?
I think we've done a great job, and I think, you know, for us, having those TV ratings up is – in my opinion, a number one goal for everybody in the health of our sport. You know, I think as you see all the new strategies starting to come into play with, you know, the new marketing strategies with NASCAR and SMI and both of those companies going back to being held privately, will give us more leeway in the things that we do in 2021. Got the you know, the next generation car on the racetrack, which I was skeptical as to whether that would happen, you know, so there's a plan with that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the 2021 schedule looks like, because I believe we've positioned ourselves, you know, to really start making some necessary changes. But there's not too many TV shows in general, let alone professional sports, that can say their TV numbers are up. So we have a lot of positive momentum as a sport, and looking forward to seeing where it goes next.
Looking at how this race has unfolded the last few years, is short run speed more important than long run speed?
Depends on if it's a short run or a long run at the end. Yeah, well, you know, the only problem with short runs is you got to stay on a lead lap during the day. So you have to have, you know, some good balance and good adjustability built into your car. But, you know, the short run has definitely been what's won this race over the past few years. But, you know, having the proper amount of the proper track position to take advantage of that short run speed is still necessary in the first half of the day. And I don't think these cars are going to race like what we've raced here before. I think you're going to see some, I don't know exactly what that means, but I just, with the way that things have been everywhere else, I just don't see, you know, the characteristics being exactly how they've been in the past for the amount of laps and things that have happened. You know, when your car is good and when your car goes to falling off and things like that, I think that those numbers are going to change. I don't know exactly what that number will be as far as the crossover and fall off, but we'll just have to see.
Kevin, with your group, the group up there, your generation is kind of falling under the Jimmy Johnson era. How should your generation be viewed? I guess kind of dovetailing off of what Jeff was talking about, looking at numbers, one championship, as great as it is, it pales when it's compared to what Jimmy did. How should your generation be judged? Because when it's numbers, apples to apples, it's tilted toward Jimmy, but I guess it probably doesn't show the true worth of your generation.
You know, that's tough for me to say, being a part of that, you know, on a week-to-week basis. You know, I think everybody is going to be judged a little bit differently when they're done, and as to, you know, the impact that they've had. The thing I can tell you, I mean, I'll just use Kyle as an example. I mean, in the end, Kyle's won more races, you know, in NASCAR racing than all of us. So, you know, some people will say, well, truck racing, Xfinity racing doesn't really matter, but I would say, you know, in the sport, you know, winning Xfinity championships and truck owner championships and those types of things, they matter to him, they matter to me. You know, so, you know, those impacts are going to be different and widespread throughout those times. But, you know, I also think, you know, it depends on when everybody's end date is as to how long that those eras go. And what happens after one quits and one keeps going.
Two more guys.
Kevin, with Phoenix having a one-year deal, being hosted as a championship race, you said that you wanted to see the championship race move around. Where would you want to see it go in 2021?
You know, I think obviously weather's a factor, and it depends on when the schedule would end, but it would not go back to Phoenix. I can tell you that. If it was my schedule, it would not go back to Phoenix 100%, because, I mean, that's just really not the point of moving the championship race around to have it in the same spot consecutive years. So, you know, you've got California in that mix. Where else with the weather? Vegas. Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, you know, you look at Las Vegas and that would be a great place to end it. Both of those racetracks would be great places to end the schedule.
I don't think
a super speedway should ever be, you know, a part of the championship conversation. There's just too much luck involved.
Kevin, what's Tony like as an owner? Is he hands on, or is he more a big picture overseas kind of guy, the CEO type? Or is he
Tony is. You know, it depends on where you're at. You know, as a team, you know, and where things are and what's going on. Are there sponsors needing to be re-signed? Is the performance off? Are we hiring drivers? Are we, you know, what do we need? You know, I think that, you know, Tony definitely has his strengths, especially when it comes to the sponsorship side of things. He's very good at courting people, keeping people when you need them to re-up or re-sign their contracts. So, you know, Tony and Gene both are a huge asset to us, but, you know, they're not going to be there on a daily basis, but they're going to know what's going on and every time that we need them to help us with, you know, something that as a group we feel like is a key factor in the the future of Stuart Haas Racing, then, you know, they're right there and wanting to know what they can do. And you know, the great part about that, too, is they also ask questions of, okay, why are we not running well, or why are we running well, and what is that key element that is making those two scenarios happen?
Yeah,